It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to another edition of Fresh Oil. I'm your host, Keith Manley, and today we're teaching from our verse-by-verse study on the book of Ephesians. And this week, we've been studying the armor of God, which the Apostle Paul tells us that we have to put it on, because we're not fighting against flesh and blood. We're fighting a spiritual battle against the rulers of darkness in this world. Now, we covered the first four pieces of armor as Paul told us first to put on the belt of truth. That belt holds everything else up. And friend, you must know that God's word is true. That's a great foundation to begin with, knowing that truth is not found even in a book. It's found in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." God's word is true, and you don't ever have to worry about someone disproving the Bible. It's been tried for centuries, and it's withstood the test of time, and it's still the number one bestseller in the world. After the belt of truth, Paul went on to tell us to put on the breastplate of righteousness. Now, friend, I can't overemphasize the importance of this piece of armor because it protects your heart. I spent over 20 years as a police chaplain, riding in uniform every night, and I would wear, along with my uniform, a bulletproof vest that was much like the breastplate the Roman soldier wore. I knew if anybody shot, and perhaps they missed those little cross pins on my lapel, and they shot me, I knew that that bulletproof vest would protect all the vital organs on my body. Just as the metal breastplate would protect the Roman soldier, God has given us His breastplate of righteousness, and it protects our heart from the attacks of the devil. Now remember, I've taught you that the heart is your thoughts, feelings, and your emotions, and that part of us is protected by understanding the righteousness of God. That righteousness doesn't come from your good deeds. The Bible says that kind of righteousness is as filthy rags in God's sight. No, 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, "God made Him who knew no sin to be sin for us, so that in Him we might become the righteousness of God." It's a free gift, this breastplate of righteousness, where God sees me holy, perfect, and blameless, not because of what I do, but because of what Jesus did. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God sees you righteous. And when you ask Christ into your heart and you receive Him as your Lord and Savior, God gives you this free gift of righteousness. It's literally being in right standing with God. He wipes your slate clean, where God sees you holy and blameless because of what Christ did on the cross. And then thirdly, Paul told us that we're to take on the shoes of the gospel of peace. He said, "Have your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace." Now, the shoes were a vital part of the Roman soldier's armor that he would wear. They were made of several layers of leather, and then on the bottom, they would have spikes that would hold their footing as they would stand waging warfare against their enemy. See, the gospel of peace, it's good news. It's that God has made peace with us through Christ's death on the cross. Isaiah 54 said He swore to never be angry with us again because of this new covenant through Christ. And then yesterday we covered the fourth piece of our spiritual armor. Oh, it's so important. That was the shield of faith. We learned about the Roman soldier's shield. It was 3 foot wide and about 4 foot high. It looked more like a door than it did the small circular shield like Captain America has. This shield was able to protect the soldier from all the arrows that would come his way. The shield would be saturated in water before he ever went to battle. So when an arrow hit the shield, the water would extinguish the flaming arrows. Faith in Jesus Christ extinguishes all the arrows Satan sends our direction. Arrows that bombard our mind like doubt and unbelief, guilt and condemnation. Accusations from the enemy that just bounce off our shield of faith, because we understand righteousness. See, the Bible says, the just shall live by faith. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now today we come to the fifth piece of armor. And this is such a vital piece of armor because it's called the helmet of salvation. The Roman soldier would never go into battle without this metal helmet that shielded his head from all the attacks and blows of the enemy. It could withstand anything that came its way. And so it is with our salvation. God compares our salvation to the helmet worn by the soldier. Paul also mentions this helmet. He wrote to the Thessalonians in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 8. He said, "But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, putting on faith and love as a breastplate, and the hope of salvation as a helmet." See, friend, I believe if you ask most Americans today if they believe they'll go to heaven when they die, many people would just simply say, "I hope so." But the answer for any child of God should be absolutely 100% yes. The Apostle John, he wrote in 1 John 5:13, he said, "I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life." Maybe you're listening to this program today and that just hits you wrong. You say, "Well, Keith, there's no way I could know. I could have done something wrong that maybe I didn't even know I did." Listen, when you are a child of God, you have His Holy Spirit in you, and you know that you have eternal life because it's no longer dependent on your performance. It's dependent on the performance of Christ when He was nailed to the cross. It's so important that you know your salvation comes from Him and that you have eternal life. We don't get born again again and born again again. God's grace has covered every failure you'll ever make in your life. Every sin was nailed to the cross at Calvary, and God sees you holy and just because of what Jesus did. Now, that's not an excuse for sloppy living. I believe the grace of God actually enables us to live a holy life like Christ wants us to live. This is so important to me because I spent years in fear, wondering if I would just do something that would cause me to lose my salvation. And then one day, I genuinely discovered the grace of God, and friend, it changed my life. When God saved you, He cast your sins as far as the east is from the west. Listen to some of my favorite Bible verses about this subject. It's found in Colossians chapter 2 and verse 13. Hopefully we will do a study soon, verse by verse, on Colossians. It's one of the most powerful books to understand grace. This is what it said. "When you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your sinful nature, God made you alive with Christ. He forgave us all our sins, having canceled the written code with its regulations that was against us and that stood opposed to us. He took it away, nailing it to the cross. And having disarmed the powers and authorities, He made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross." I like to call this, a funny thing happened on the way to the cross. The law got nailed. Notice Jesus disarmed the devil at the cross. How did He do it? He nailed the law to the cross. The very law that you would break, Christ nailed it to the cross. Under the law, you relate to God based on your performance. How good did you have to be? Oh, Jesus said it. "Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect." How many could do it? None of us. Under this new covenant of salvation by grace, under this new covenant, righteousness is a free gift. We get it by believing and having faith in Jesus. A lot of people today do not understand salvation. But Jesus' name in Hebrew was Yeshua. And in Hebrew, that means God's salvation. He came to deliver us from the power of sin. And so we wear that salvation like a helmet to protect our mind from all the accusations and attacks of the enemy. I was saved, I am saved, and I am being saved. Jesus himself rescued us from the dominion of sin and darkness. He saved us. Now Romans chapter 8 tells us, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life has set us free from the law of sin and death. So when Satan bombards your mind, telling you you're not good enough, you can agree with him and tell him, I know I'm not good enough, but God made me righteous through what Jesus did on the cross. Paul told Timothy, he said, study, Timothy, to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Why did he tell him that? He didn't say, study, Timothy, so you will be approved. He said, study to show yourself approved. See, when I study God's word and I read these verses in Colossians and all throughout the scripture, I understand that I have salvation, that it was a free gift God gave to me. It's not something I have to earn or be good enough. I love that golden verse of the Bible, John 3:16. For God so loved the world. That's the reason for my salvation, because God loved me. He loved his creation. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that's Yeshua, God's salvation, that he gave his only begotten son that whoever believes in him won't perish, but have everlasting life. One of the most debated subjects among Christians today is the doctrine of eternal security. It seems like we have two extremes. But friend, I have to believe that when God said he was giving me everlasting life, then if it could come to an end, it would not be everlasting. You know, I'm a fanatic on the sovereignty of God. I believe I'm in the right place at the right time. And I believe God orders our steps through his divine providence. It's very possible that you're listening to this program today and you've been struggling and wrestling with this concept of salvation, of eternal life. You've lived in fear of not being good enough, not making the cut. I believe God led you to hear this program today to just understand that salvation is a free gift, and that eternal life, it's not going to just fall away because you make some mistake. God's grace is God's ability in you to do for you what you can't do in yourself. He enables us to live out the Christian walk. When we look at it in advance, we say, I could never do that. I could never be holy like God demands in his word. But listen, friend, once you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, he puts within us the desire to do good. He enables us with the strength to do the things he's called us to do. God gave us his armor to put it on a daily basis, dress ourselves with the breastplate of righteousness, take that belt of truth and buckle it around you, knowing that you believe truth is found in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, and pick up the sword of the Spirit. We're going to talk about that tomorrow as we get into the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. It's the only weapon. It's the only part of our armor that is both offensive and defensive. With the offensive, you can go after the devil, speaking God's word and claiming the promises God has given you. Defensive-wise, you can say, Satan, it is written, and you can send the devil packing because you have put on the full armor of God. Boy, this has been a great study. As we've gone through the book of Ephesians, we're going to wind up tomorrow as we finish the chapter and get into that sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Thank you so much for joining us today, friend. If you miss us a week, you can always catch us on the podcast. Search Keith Manley, Fresh Oil, Walking Grace.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and he makes his mercies new every morning.